Thank you. of thoughtless thoughts, the light of all that's good, the light of all that's true, to the fringes gladly I walk unadorned, with gods and their creations, with filth
a nice long set we just had there of two songs. Porcelina of the Vast Oceans. Yes, your toilet is an ocean, folks. Depending on what's living in there. You know, little ants, to them, that's a freaking ocean, man. You, just a small puddle. Perspective, folks. You just have to have perspective. All right. Smashing Pumpkins from their album Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, which was the high watermark of their career, a very ambitious double album. It came out in 1995. Yeah, and you know, the funny thing is, it's like they had had two full albums, and then they'd had a release full of B-sides called Pisces Iscariot, which were all very successful, and this was a very ambitious and far-reaching album they did, and it was fantastic, well-received and everything. You know, it's kind of risky, you think of it. And then they put out Adore in 1998. And whatever reason, that album was so different from this album, and it was just, I thought it was a wonderful album. I thought it was fantastic, but it embraced a lot more electronic sounds, and the fan base turned on them. They never had the success that they deserved since then. Really fantastic band, and I love them. They're still kicking around and putting out music, you know. Each their own, you know, go check it out. But anyway, so before that we had Pink Floyd. Yeah, Pink Floyd, the classic band, yeah. Shine On You Crazy Diamond from parts 1 through 5 from the Wish You Were Here record, which is a tribute to Syd Barrett, who's one of the founding members of Pink Floyd. But sadly, he was a LSD casualty and lost his mind and spent a lot of years in a mental institution. And, his clutch on reality just kind of escaped him. And, so tragic. All right, well, that was OCs, who are actually playing today. In Oakland, yeah. This is the Queens of the Stone Age, and the unfortunate thing is this interrupted the Pink Floyd track earlier because I clicked on the wrong button, and sorry. But you should never tell people what you did wrong. I fucked up. But here's Queens of the Stone Age on Radio Valencia. I love you all.
I've been waiting, waiting, doctor. Thank you.
Radio Valencia. Little Nine Inch Nails there for you from Pretty Hate Machine, JB Record, Trent Reznor. Kinda I Want To, that's right. No, it's not the right thing, and I know it's not the good thing, but kinda I Want To. Yeah, that's kind of, that describes our, my generation, actually. That was kind of what we did back then. We just kind of did things because kind of we wanted to. You know, we knew right from wrong. No, don't get me wrong. Just like, I kind of want to do that. So we did it. A lot of us. Then we grew up and then we had kids and then, you know, life changes. But, you know, hey, that was the generation. That was the 90s, right? That was, that track was from 1989. So that just was a precursor into the whole 90s vibe. Cool stuff. Hey, Burn. The Cure. Yeah. From The Crow, yeah, the soundtrack. Great movie. Here's the poor old Tintin. Yeah, I'm drinking to him. There's a really good track from The Cure on that album. Before that, we had a local band, San Jose, actually, to be more specific. Not local San Francisco, but local San Jose Bay Area. Chin Chin, that's spelled X-I-N-X-I-N. So that's like Chinese Chin Chin. And really good band. Yeah, a track called Feeling Dumb from the self-titled album 2020. Yeah. And the year of our pandemic. Year zero, as I like to call it. Black Dove. Before that, Tori Amos from the album From the Choir Girl Hotel. I think it's probably her finest record, though she did quite a few really good ones. And big fan of Tori Amos. Big fan. Even some of her later stuff was, I mean, she just kind of put stuff out for years. She dropped out of prominence as far as, like, superstardom goes. But, you know, I'm sure she's got to maintain a loyal following in her fan base there. And she continues to put out good music, you know. Beekeeper was one of her later albums that I love. Absolutely adore. So that was earlier stuff for her. 1998, yeah. And also, same year, Queens of the Stone Age, from their Stone Age compilation. So that actually was released in 2002 with as a posthumous post-link to the Songs from the Death. But the track was originally recorded in 1998, and it was kind of left off the original debut Queens of the Stone Age record. But fantastic song. Fantastic. Love that band, absolutely. This is Osric Tentacles that you're listening to here. Yeah. Fun stuff. I like this band. Band out of England. All instrumental. Just crazy improvisational skills. Just a quick reminder. We're looking for DJs here. So go to our website, you know, station at radiovalencia.fm, and put in your idea request. We are looking for new people. So more on that later, but I just want to say hello. And I'm going to wave my magic wand here. Yeah. And animate a scarecrow. This is Scarecrow by Wand on Radio Valencia. I'm the Alchemist.
mess is mine. Mine is messy, yours is maybe not.